I do love my Sleep Number bed. Here's the thing about beds. It's not like you're always out looking for a new one. But when you finally have to break down and get one, you're like, oh, like you need to get a good one. Because sleep is so important. And now that it's fall, and let's say you need a new bed. You got the kids going to school. You got work back in swing after summer vacation. It's time to be productive. And how are you going to be productive if you're not getting the right rest? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It's the perfect bed for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust. They have an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that? My Sleep Number setting is 30. My sleep IQ last night was in the 90s. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as traditional mattresses. They last twice as long, and over 90% of owners recommend them. Best of all, right now, the queen mattress start at $699.99. 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-NEXT-BED. Find one near you. Tell them you heard it on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, welcome to Thursday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning. Morning.
You know, yesterday we were talking about when you follow someone on Instagram and you feel like you're their friend. And I was like, I feel that way with Jaren from the Cadillac 3. And his name's The Jaren on Instagram. And so Amy's was
Karen Fairchild.
Lunchbox's wife was somebody from The Bachelor.
Carly.
Yeah, but it was Eric's on. He's a professor at Texas Tech. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling. What do you want to say about this?
So this is actually a real thing. Like, scientists do research on this. Feeling like you're friends with someone in the media is called a parasocial relationship. And it affects people's behaviors.
How so?
So I've done research with Dr. Phil. And people feel like they're friends with him. And when they feel that way, they're actually more likely to go and get mental health treatment after they watch Dr. Phil.
Because of what he recommends and what he talks about.
Because they feel like they're friends with him. They feel like they can trust him. They feel like they're kind of part of his life. So this is a real thing that people do research on.
Wow. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. And shout out Texas Tech. Shout out Lubbock today.
Yep.
Appreciate that, Eric. Have a great day, man. Appreciate the call. How about this? Here's Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, who do you follow on Instagram where you're like, oh, I'm probably friends with them, they just don't know it?
Oh, my gosh, Kelsey Ballerini. Yeah. That's just dead obvious.
Well, I can tell you she's actually pretty cool in person, so mm-hmm. You're good there.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is it about Kelsey that you like?
She's genuine and she tells her story from being someone that just had a dream about doing something big and being kind of one of us, you know, and then eventually just making it huge. It's just really cool.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling so early in the morning. Have a great day.
You too. Bye, Bobby.
Bye. Let's do Nicole in North Carolina. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
On Instagram, who do you follow? And you're like, oh, for sure, we could be best friends.
Miranda Lambert.
Yeah. You guys feel like that's the bond?
I feel like we're best friends, and if we ever meet, we will be best friends.
Yeah.
I go to all of her concerts when she's near me, so, yeah, I love her.
Don't lead with that, though.
Yeah.
Don't lead with that.
Yeah, be cool.
Don't lead with, I feel like we can be best friends because I follow you. But just be best friends, it happens organically, right, guys?
Yeah. Yep.
Like,
yep.
That's how I got Eddie. I didn't tell him that I watch in his window all the time, right?
Yeah, and I was cool with it.
He's cool with it. Hey, thank you for calling.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Her name's Lisa Sweeney. She's a postal worker. Been working the same route in Staten Island for 13 years. She noticed that the mail was piled up in Marie Boyer's mailbox. Marie's 87 years old. She's like, trash cans are still on the curb. The mail is piled up. So she called 911. And she's like, hey, I'm not sure if this is an emergency, but it could be. So it turns out that the 87-year-old had fallen 4 days prior. She couldn't get up. She couldn't move. Had someone not came in and busted in the door.
Wow.
She probably wouldn't be here today. Took her to the hospital, making a full recovery. But because...
Wow, good observation and actually taking action.
Because I would have been like, ooh, I don't want to bother 911. They're probably busy. But... Yeah, right.
Because she's been on that route for so long. Because, I mean, what in the world if, you know, she happened to be on vacation that week and a different postman was taking that route? He wouldn't know.
He wouldn't know. And even then, for her to make the call, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's, if you're always in doubt, just go ahead and go with it. Like, if it could help somebody. That's why I say.
Yeah.
I've never actually said that till right now. But I'm going to start saying that, though.
I like it.
Yeah. I see you, Lisa Sweeney. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond. The Boy Scouts are now going to allow girls to join. This is going to allow the girls to have a shot at Eagle Scout. In California, over 20,000 people had to flee their homes because of the wildfires. Firefighters are still trying to get control of the fires that have mostly been burning since Sunday. And finally, Hurricane Ophelia became the 10th Atlantic hurricane of 2017, the season. It's heading away from the United States towards Europe.
You ever heard of a coffee nap? It's where you drink a coffee and then go to sleep real quick. And then you get like 20 or 30 minutes in and then it kicks in, you wake up.
Oh, I do that with Midol sometimes because it has caffeine in it. I'll have it by my nightstand, pop it in, set an alarm, wake up. Ooh, Midol nap.
It's the best of both. You get sleep and then you get awake immediately. I've never thought of this. I don't like coffee, but... I mean, I bet we could do this with everything, like a Red Bull nap, a five-hour energy nap. It doesn't sound like it's the safest thing. So apparently, there's something called living apart couples. Would you ever live, let's say, next door to your wife, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'd try it.
Just to see?
Yeah, just to see what it's like, because it may be the best thing ever, where you hang out and you're having so much fun, then you go your separate ways and you get your alone time.
Rest.
Yes.
If kids got involved, I think it would be different.
A little different, yeah.
But Lunchbox doesn't have kids.
So you can try it.
But you guys don't even have different bedrooms. Like, I think you should start there.
No, we have one bedroom, that's it. I mean, every once in a while I'll sleep on in the other room.
Why?
You know, things happen.
Do you get in trouble?
Whoa, not trouble.
Do you ever get in trouble and then you have to go sleep on the couch or in the other room?
I wouldn't say I get in trouble, but whenever she gets mad and she storms upstairs...
That's trouble.
No. How come she could be in trouble with me?
Nah. Are you choosing to sleep in the other room or is she making you?
No. I choose, and then I'll be like, I'll just sleep in the other room. She doesn't want to talk to me. That's fine. Me. I'll go sleep over here. It's like me proving a point. Mm. Like, if she goes to bed mad...
Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. You'll wake up and I won't be next to you.
Oh, punishment. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what would you do that, for example? Like, what kind of thing?
Like, when are we going to fight?
About? Last one.
I don't even know.
Nah, okay. Probably like 16 and pregnant. You're like,
yeah, she didn't record
not
it.
16. Oh, she didn't record it. Oh.
Yep.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Ooh, doggy. Who wants positivity, huh?
Me.
Ooh, doggy. All right, time for Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
So, there's a marathon runner in Portland, collapsed, went into cardiac arrest, and somebody who was watching one of his friends was like, oh, crap, runs out in the middle of the race, gives him CPR, the ambulance runs out, throw him back in the ambulance, boom, gone, saves his life.
Wow.
Like, guy was just chilling, like, go, Jimmy, go. Wait, what the? Runs out there in the middle of everybody running by him, gives him CPR.
Wow.
Other people kept running by, though, was a weird thing.
Maybe they didn't realize what was going on.
Or maybe they were like, oh, that's already covered. Like, how many people actually help?
Maybe they were in the zone.
Yeah. So that dude, the bystander, was like, boom, chest compressions and saved the dude's life. It was pretty awesome to see. Amy, you're up.
This week, did you know that Pedal It Forward was going down?
What's that mean?
It's like Pay It Forward, but with flowers.
Oh, pedal, like a pedal.
A flower pedal. Oh. Yeah, Pedal It Forward. Some research was done at Texas A&M and Harvard University. Shout out alma mater. Well, Texas A&M.
Oh, you can go to Harvard?
Not Harvard.
Oh.
I went to Texas A&M. Whoop. But their research showed that when it comes to happiness, it's just as good to give flowers as it is to receive. So giving the flowers will improve your mood. And then just being around flowers in general or having them in your home ups your mood like 76%.
Pedal it forward. So give someone flowers.
Give someone flowers. It'll make you feel good too.
Lunchbox.
There was this guy in Minnesota. He helped find a girl that had been kidnapped about a month ago. So he got a $7,000 reward. And instead of keeping the $7,000, he gave it to the 15-year-old girl and said, this is starting your college fund.
Wow.
Woo! What up?
That's cool.
He saved her, then he donated to her future. That's what I'm talking about.
Look at the guy. He just keeps going. Like, if we don't stop him, he keeps going.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good story. But sometimes I mean, I just back away and see how many sound effects I'll make. There he goes. Yeah. There you go. That's positivity.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I got a massage yesterday. I used that app where they'll come to your house. I guess about every 2 weeks I'll do it. If I have any downtime in my workout, I got canceled yesterday because my coach had a baby. And so I was like, well, I still want to do something physically on the positive. So I had this lady comes over and just crushes me, right? It's good for me. But I have this pimple on my neck, and it's huge. And she kept rubbing. And she was like, how's the pressure? And the pressure was fantastic, except for on the pimple. And I didn't want to say, the pressure's great, except for on the pimple. So I just let her beat the crap out of my pimple. Look how red it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like its own head. It's like I have two heads now.
Oh, yeah, wow. I see that.
And so it was an awesome massage, except for the pimple that she massaged. And now the thing's grown like a mountain.
Oh, no, it got irritated.
She was like, how's the pressure? Great. But I didn't want to be like, except on the pimple. That's called a champagne problem, my friend.
Ah, yeah, that's
yeah.
What it is.
That'd be what a champagne problem is. Yeah. Bobby
Bones Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Did you see the gift that Cole Swindell got from Ellen?
No, what? Why would Ellen get him a gift?
Well, he performed on Ellen. I guess she gave him a gift basket, and inside was underwear.
Also, it must have been the standard gift basket.
I guess so, but he said a part that got caught on TV, they were walking away and he was like, hey, thanks for the underwear. And then he's like, I guess that probably sounded a little weird, but it was a whole gift basket thing. And yeah, there was underwear inside.
We don't give anybody anything, do we, Ray?
No.
I guess they're lucky they had a bottle of water. And that's lucky. We don't have water around here. What else?
Happy 5th anniversary to Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren. They've known each other since 6th grade. They dated on and off in high school. Then they sort of started dating other people, but Thomas couldn't get Lauren off his mind. Eventually, they got married, and now they're celebrating 5 years together.
Not so fun fact, they almost married other people.
Oh, really?
Both of them.
Oh.
Boom.
They got, ooh, well, I guess since they've known each other so long, I read they got engaged 6 months after they started dating. And they've got two daughters now, which is amazing. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Vero Beach, Florida. A 27-year-old man had a bet with his girlfriend over the Cowboys and Packers game. Whoever lost had to go outside and burn their team's jersey. So the Cowboys lose. He goes out, lights his jersey on fire. He decides, you know what? I want to wear it one last time.
While it's on fire?
While it's on fire.
Oh.
Well, so he throws the jersey on.
I'm a betting man. I don't think it's going to end well here.
And then what?
He suffered second and third degree burns to his arms and chest.
Hey, what's wrong?
I mean, I'm sure there was a little drinky-drink involved here.
They told police, we might have had a little bit of alcohol in our system.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It might be early in the morning right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might be. Oh.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
If you remember, Amy got a note in her mailbox that said, hey, I'm a realtor. I want to buy your house. And Amy's like, is this a scam? So we talked to a lot of listeners, talked to a lot of real estate agents. And they're like, no, it's really not a scam. Because what happens is people will find a neighborhood or a street or even a house specifically and go, I'd like to buy it. So that happened. Amy reached back out to the people that put the note in her box.
Through my realtor.
Yeah.
Like, I went through my realtor. Yeah.
And it's completely legit.
And they're legit. They actually wanted to come look at the house yesterday. And I got the house all ready. I mean, it was totally ready to go. And then they were like, oh, we got to move it to tomorrow, which would be today. So I think they're coming to look at it today.
How crazy is that? You didn't even want to sell your house.
No. I'm just curious. I mean, I'm pretty excited about just to see what they had to offer, but then also I really don't want to move. And we just got the kids' rooms like basically done. It just would not make sense to move. However, if they come in with some crazy offer, I mean, we can't turn it down. And apparently they love the fact that we're building a garage because those are hard to come by in our neighborhood.
Because your houses are packed so tightly on that street.
Yeah, and we have alleys. Just most people park on the street. And yeah, I've lived in that neighborhood for pretty much 5 years, and we've always parked on the street. So this is like our first garage, like a big deal. And so I really feel like they saw the construction, and that's what got us the deal.
Well, you have all the leverage and all the negotiating power because you don't want to move.
Heck no.
So that's, I'm not looking to move, so.
And my garage is looking good.
And how weird that people are coming to your house to look through it today when you have no interest in moving.
Oh, I went out to the workers on the garage. I was like, let's go faster. Let's go faster. Because it looks better the more they get done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good luck. Thanks. That's crazy, man.
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Megan in Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's going on?
I was just wondering, with Amy's adoption, if her changing houses and if she accepted the offer that they did make, that would mess up her adoption.
That's a great question, because domestically they tried to adopt and they kept moving and they kept resetting it.
Well, yes. At the phase we're at, I don't really think so, but we would have to look into it because our home study is based on the home that we're in. Yeah, so... solid point. But,
solid point.
But we're so far along now, I just feel like we're good.
Again, I don't know if... Amy?
What?
You need to show me. These kids need to be here.
Show you what?
People on Facebook are convincing me this is a scam.
Okay, you're telling me. I mean, no, I'm going to... they're live in the flesh. You've met them.
I know, and I know you're going to Haiti tomorrow after the show. And you're going to be there all weekend. But I get on Facebook occasionally, and our listeners have convinced me that this is a 4.5-year scam.
No.
They're just taking your money.
It's not.
Facebook is never wrong.
No, it's... yeah. You guys, if y'all... oh, I'm like beyond over it. I'm over it. I'm stressed. My face, I don't really have... look at my face. You
it's
can't
beautiful.
Tell
because
I have...
no, that it's not. That's, hey guys, isn't that a beautiful face?
My entire wow. face yeah. is broken out, and I don't know what to do. It's not getting better. And yeah, I assume it's just the stress of them not being here. I don't know. It's crazy. I really need them to be here. It's not a scam. Don't tell me it's a scam, because I'm working so hard every single day to try to make this happen, and I have an agency and lots of people involved that want to help. It's not a scam. We're not all getting scammed.
Who can I pay off?
I don't want to do it that way.
I do.
I would.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that would work, but I haven't even entertained the idea of that.
Remember, I'm a sink. I can afford it.
Single income, no kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Just let me know. I will do that.
Well, I appreciate it. And you've been so kind to offer me that illegal situation
over
so
the
many
years,
times.
Many times. I've been like, Amy, just wink once. You don't even have to say it. Just wink once and I'll pull some strings.
But
I
don't...
I know. I
don't
know.
Want to participate in something that really is a legit problem. And
I know.
There's trafficking of children. Which I'm not going to play that game.
Oh, okay, wow. But if you decide that your kids, because you've checked out your kids and you know...
yes, they're true orphans and they've been through the court, like both their moms have gone before the Haitian court and said, I relinquish my rights as a parent, which, wow, I can't even imagine, but they are just not in a place where they can care for their kids. So they've lived in an orphanage for the last 6 years.
Blink twice.
If what? I'm really trying not to blink so I don't confuse you.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
Megan, thank you for the question. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day. Man, I didn't think about that.
Well, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
I probably would just maybe not really talk about it to the people. Probably would. Good point. It's a really good point. I had not thought about that part. But I really do feel like we're far enough along.
You hadn't thought about moving and how that would affect your adoption when all you think about your adoption?
I'm thinking about other things with my adoption. I'm sorry, but I feel like I'd have to ask my agency. I think we're good at this stage. But if not, we'll pretend like I never moved. Wink, wink.
Oh, and that's totally legal.
I'll still get mail at that address. Wink, wink.
You can't say wink, wink if you're winking. That's the rule about winking.
I'll work a deal. Whoever buys the house, I'll be like, if our caseworker comes by, I might need to borrow it.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy has some pictures on standby just to put up real quick. All right. So anyway, just to update all that, Amy got a note in her mailbox that said, I want to buy your house. She thought it was a scam. Turns out it's not a scam. Today, people are coming to look at her house, which I think maybe they're casing it, but they're coming to look at her house. And maybe they're going to make Amy a big offer. Amy's going to Haiti tomorrow after the show to see her kids. And so that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole story right now.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones. So many characters in here. Wow.
It's unforgettable.
That song's still in my head, that Thomas
that
Red song.
Mango Rita, you were drinking in the cold. Song that we were singing in.
God, what a jam.
Yeah, it is good. Like, again, it sneaks up on you. That one, and you know the one that plays on the radio, is... cause I was going to be your forever.
You were going to be my wife.
Like,
cause I was going to be your forever.
Like, I sing this all the time.
You were going to be my wife. We didn't know any better. Didn't have a clue about life. But I was what you wanted. You were what I needed. We could meet in between. We were going to be the
story this town had ever seen.
Like, oh, my elbow's going to hurt so bad for patting myself on the back about that song. But about February of this year, I went to my boss and I was like, how do we not play this? February of this year. I was like, how do we not play this song? I put Lanco, that band, in my top five. Like,
ooh, class a long time ago.
This year.
That's right.
Like January of 2017. Luke Combs was also, and the rule is you couldn't have a hit ever. You couldn't have a top 50 song. And so I put Luke Combs and Lanco in it. And the fact that this song is just now starting to be a hit, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Our format is so slow at taking good things and making them great. It's just like this system. It's like politics. Our format's like politics. And you gotta,
well, but some stuff goes really fast.
Only if you're Luke or Blake or Al Dean, basically. Mm. So it's like if your name is Bush or Clinton or, you know, one of those.
I got you.
It's our format and the music, it's really, really not good and not healthy, and it keeps great things. Whatever.
Oh, it's always going to be your forever. You're going to be my wife.
I mean, we had these guys in 7 months ago because I was like, I'm just so disappointed this song's going to hit.
All 10 of them.
Yes. They got out of their little clown car one at a time. So that's Lanco. They did Slow Hands from Niall Horan, which let me say this about One Direction. They should have never been a band because they all put out better songs by themselves than they ever did together. This is Niall Horan.
Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands.
That's the number one pop song, but Lanco covered it.
Yeah, I want you, baby, slow, slow hands. Like sweat dripping down a dirty laundry.
It's at bobbybones.com. But anyway, that Thomas Rhett song, that song, Dirt on My Boots, still.
Still.
Heartache on, and so Heartache good. On the Dance Floor. Heartache. Anything John Party.
Oh, my God. That guy. So good.
That guy.
Look at him.
I put up a video of us playing at the Bluebird, and it was me, Dustin Lynch, John Party, and Nikita Carmen. And the Bluebird is like the writer's place. It's old. It's in a strip mall, but it's where it's like the holy grail of writing, and writers go and perform there. And I put up a video of him just singing in the round, like 3 feet from me. It's almost 100,000 plays of people watching him sing Heartache on the Dance Floor acoustically. If you haven't seen it, and we're all singing background vocals. It's up at Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. So good, man.
So good.
Yeah, and he's so fun. I mean, he's just a nice dude, too.
Where she at? Where she at? Where she at tonight?
This guy goes and he robs a bank. And before he went and robbed the bank, he Googled, how do I rob a bank?
Oh, I thought he, because he's robbing a bank, he was going to Google, like, how much is a Ferrari?
Even worse. Yeah. How do I rob a bank? According to police, he approached the bank teller implied that he had a gun, and then he fled off with the cash, and they went back and they checked his computer, and he Googled how to rob a bank. There you go. What's your last Google searches?
How do you do that?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you figure out your last Google
go
searches?
Go to Google?
Yeah, I did that.
Okay. And then in the bar, you just like hit it, like your tab, and it tells you the last things you've Googled.
The last thing I just Googled is Google searches, because I Googled it because you told me to Google it. That's not right.
What have you Googled lately?
But show me how to do it.
There's a little arrow that should be by the bar.
Okay, I got it.
There we go.
Austin, Amazon headquarters in Austin, bad Halloween jokes.
Oh, for the morning corner?
Yeah.
Yeah?
This is fun. I get it now.
What else you got?
Okay. Well, it only does that many.
Do you want to look at mine so I'm not lying?
Well, yeah. You can look at mine.
No, I mean, you can come hit my button.
Oh, why wouldn't you? I believe you.
Because if I see something, I may hold off on saying it.
Yeah. Go hit the button, Amy.
Okay,
I don't.
Okay,
this could be fun.
I don't know. Go ahead.
So what do I do? Press down?
Go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead.
Read them, Amy.
It's not working.
Amy breaks everything. Amy spilled all over her laptop.
Why is it not working?
Amy just Googled.
I deleted history.
That's all smart buttons.
Smart. Good call.
Gosh, buddy.
Mine just on mine.
I got him.
Smart guy, Bones.
Maybe
a guy.
I know what he Googled.
No, that's all A's. All she typed in was the letter A.
What are all
and
the
then
A's?
It pulls up the most. Okay, Amy, get off my computer.
Get off. Now she typed in B's.
Oh my goodness.
And it shows
you
best.
You Googled that?
No.
Craigslist.
Craigslist.
She typed in C and it.
Craigslist.
Amy's out of control.
Why'd you Google Craigslist, man?
I didn't.
What were you looking for?
She typed in the letter C.
No. Bobby, Craigslist is not a safe place.
I was trying to find a friend.
Why are you doing that? Why are you going there?
Whatever.
Remember that app he was talking about?
Yeah, did you clear your searches? How'd that happen?
Never mind. That I love when a bit doesn't work out horribly.
I don't know. The fact that you Google Craigslist is pretty funny.
I never pretty good.
Yeah,
why would I Google Craigslist? I know it's called
C.
Craigslist.
.com.
Yes. That's like Googling Amazon. Just go to Amazon.
No.
Yes.
You looked it up.
Boots Amy,
first.
You typed in the letter C.
But
that's the most Googled thing when people type in C on Google.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess a lot of people are Googling it.
Let me see. C. Yep. Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Okay.
You win.
CNN
Sorry.
Right after that.
Oh, dang.
I mean,
okay.
I guess Amy's what we'd call.
Lunchboxes. Fake news story of the day.
Yeah. Amy got on my Google and lied.
That was fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news this morning. Okay. Here. There's my Google searches.
Okay, I got
you can
them.
Read them. I have nothing to hide.
Okay.
Amy has my... And you can read... I don't care how many you read. They're all there.
Okay.
It does tell you a lot about someone when you look at their Google searches. So, go ahead. These are my last things I've Googled, and I'll explain why when I do it. Go ahead.
Hot Yoga Plus.
I was looking for a schedule of when to do yoga on Sunday.
Wildflowers, Miley Cyrus.
The song, because I wanted to hear Dolly song on the album with Miley.
Oh, okay.
Because they sang a song on that record together. And so that's why. Go ahead.
Tim McGraw gym?
Yeah, he's opening up gyms. I want to know when they were being open because I want to be ripped like Tim McGraw.
Wow.
But I was like, I wanted to see like if that was happening. Go ahead.
Tom Petty?
He died, and I was just looking at news.
Air Jordan 1 Retro High OG 2013
yeah,
Varsity.
Yeah, just buying shoes. Yeah, don't worry about me buying shoes. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Matty and Tay record label?
To see where they were now.
Where are they now?
A different label.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonder.
I don't remember.
Wonder Woken movie.
I think I meant Wonder Woman movie.
Ah, yes.
Saw it. It was good.
Chelsea Huska?
Didn't know who that was. She kept tweeting me.
That's Teen Mom.
Didn't know who it was.
Come on.
Now
show
I
her
do.
Some respect.
And so I Googled her.
That is so... What did you find out? Pretty interesting girl, huh?
She's a Teen Mom. I didn't read anything about her. I just wanted to know who she was.
Bill Hurd theater capacity?
Probably playing a show there. I was wondering how big theater was.
The next episode album cover?
Oh, Snoop Dogg. It's a Dr. Dre record.
Okay, and then the next episode.
Yeah.
You want to listen to a little bit of that?
I don't. I'm good, though. Thank
Is
you.
Those
next, are my last Google searches.
To the next
searches.
Episode.
Does that give you any info about me personally?
Yeah.
No, nothing I didn't know already.
Yeah. Tim McGraw gym. I didn't really know what that was about, but you're right. He is opening a gym. I thought you were like trying to figure out where he works out.
Oh, so that'd be creepy.
Stalker.
Very creepy. Yeah. Very creepy. Hey, Mary in Austin, Texas. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot. I had watched your post on Instagram that had John Party on there at the Bluebird Cafe, and so I started following John Party's Instagram account. Well, immediately, they refollowed me, and it's a fake John Party account. And this guy started texting me and asking me questions and stuff like that, so I was just texting back to figure out who he was and if it was, you know, I knew it would really wasn't John Party.
Yeah.
And then when he said, I had asked him about his upcoming show in Austin at Stubbs Barbecue and asked him if he had played in Austin before. And when he started saying things like, well, what kind of question is that? I look to the future, not the past. I realized it really wasn't John Party. And it was somebody that was, he's created an account called John Party Picks. With an extra S on the end.
Yeah, because John Party is just John Party. Like, I put the right account up, but when you follow John Party, this person is this fake account sees and then goes and follows you and starts texting you and then asking for money. And it's really people do it with my name too. So even me right now, I'm not even. Hey, can I have some money? It's a fake radio show. We turn it off by one number.
It's not even you.
It's not even me. Yeah.
No, he didn't. I didn't give him a chance to ask for money or ask for my address or anything like that. But when he started saying, tell me more about yourself and things like that, you know, it got really weird really fast.
Yeah, it's happened with a lot of artists or anyone that has like a blue check mark. Just look for the blue check mark on the pages. I'm glad you called to share that, though, because a lot of our listeners are experiencing that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, thank you for the call, and thanks for checking out my Instagram. I appreciate that. Sorry I caused you a little trouble, but I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah, be careful, man. If anybody's asking you for stuff, thing is, John probably asked for a little money. He wouldn't care. He's like, hey, let me get a Snickers bar. yeah, it was good. That John Party's got a good new song, too. It's called She Ain't In It. It's good.
About anything you want, long as she ain't in it.
That was him playing at the Bluebird. Called She Ain't In It.
Long as she ain't in it. Don't want to hear her name. I don't want to see her face. I swear. I know it's going to hurt if I run into her somewhere.
There's a rage room, and you can go and you can pay money, and you go into the room and you just break stuff. And so various packages include a variety of objects to obliterate. Glassware, household appliances. For $13.99, you get 5 minutes with three small items, two medium items, and an instrument to break them with.
Oh, wow. $13.99?
The Get Smashed package, which is $30, 10 minutes with eight beer mugs, five shot glasses, and three martini glasses. For an extra fee, Rage Ground also offers specialty items. They have all kinds of things from, a bunch of glasses, basically. Or pinatas made of famous people. They say that the Trump pinata is the biggest thing people have been breaking, though.
Wow.
But, yeah, you can pay, like, $30. That does not sound appealing to me because I don't have that kind of rage in my heart.
Yeah.
Me, I like a room where I can go in and just, because my way is to just ignore and be quiet. So I want to walk into an ignore room where lots of people are talking to me and I just ignore them. I just sit there.
You're like, this feels good.
Oh, that would be healing.
And get it all out of my system. And they're like, hey, Bobby.
Bobby, over here.
And I just ignore them. I was like, I don't hear anything.
Bobby, why are you ignoring us?
I hear nothing. That's the kind of room I want to go into. Like, Lunchbox loves the rage room.
Oh, I'd love to go do that, but a pinata seems dumb. I want glass and breakables.
It's a glass pinata.
Oh.
What?
That's a different story. It's hanging and you bust it. Yeah.
Okay, now I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that, no problem. The Bobby Bones
Show. Carly in St. Louis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby.
What up?
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning, LB. Good morning, Eddie.
Morning.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm on the radio. So, I've met you guys before in St. Louis in Manchester Walmart. But I just wanted to tell you something, and I know you don't like to ever hear anything good about yourself, but listen, like 2.5 months ago, my fiance and I planned a trip to Vegas because we were going to get married. We have a 3-year-old little boy, but it was just going to be him and I, and when everything happened, I did not want to go. I mean, I didn't, and then I just follow you on everything, and you said you cannot let this fear, you know, overtake you. You still have to go to concerts. You're still performing. And so we went and we got married on Tuesday and we just got off the airplane and we're driving home right now.
Wow.
And I just adore you. I adore all of you.
Look at you.
I do.
First of all, congratulations.
You're such a person, man. I can't get enough of you. All of you.
Wow.
I love you all. I just want to come to Nashville and hug you guys for hours.
Call her
hours.
And I love that you guys all love dogs. Wow. I have 6 rescue dogs myself. I love dogs.
Dang.
They're my world.
I mean, can we send her? Hold on a minute. Like, you going to butter us up like
we
that.
We need to send her a wedding gift.
The newlywed.
A wedding gift? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, don't expect too much. We'll send you something. Hold on a minute. We'll get you something, Carly.
Hey, I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Pimp and Joy. You guys rock my world, man.
Thanks. Hey, congratulations. In all seriousness, congratulations on the wedding, and I'm glad that you went through with it anyway. That's cool.
And it was seriously you because I thought, you know what? Because you guys are just such good people that I told my husband just right now. It's so hard to find genuinely good people in the world, but I listen to you guys every day, and it just gives me chills because I know you guys are honestly good people.
Well, thank you. I'll only disappoint you, but thank you very much. That's it. Well, I'll tweet sometimes. People go, I'm so disappointed in you. And I'll be like, why? Well, I'm not trying to be.
Yeah.
I'm the most flawed of anyone in this room. Except probably Eddie or Lunchbox.
Yeah, I might be a little more flawed than you.
What?
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
We're all, listen.
Probably equal.
I'm not trying to. Oh, okay. Miss Pope.
Why would
on average,
be
we're
equal?
All equal.
Yeah. I got a story coming up about a mom in a restaurant, and her kid had to go to the bathroom. And she was like, here, just pee in the bowl, because they're going to wash it.
What? No, no, no.
I'll tell you
what.
What?
Yeah.
What?
No.
I got that coming up.
No.
Coming up. I got that story on the way in just a few minutes.
Okay.
This dude's waiting for his tow truck, because his car had been hit. He goes in the store, buys a Powerball ticket, won $100,000.
Oh, take the car. I'll buy myself a new one.
How about that one? He's got good fortune. Coming up.
Coming up.
That's our Tell Me Something Good tease, and we always, off the air, coming up.
Coming up.
Yeah, Amy's skinny, by the way, is
coming up
in like 30 seconds.
What is going on?
That's what we do. People always wonder, what do you do off the air? Well, we do things
there
like this.
Yeah.
Coming up.
We make fun of our own imaging pieces.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Taylor Swift announced yesterday that she's coming out with her own app called The Swift Life.
Can I say something about Taylor Swift that's not that positive?
Oh, sure.
So she's supposed to be mean Taylor now.
Yeah.
But she's doing all these nice things. Get with the program.
Be one or the other. You can't be both.
Like, she's still being like excellent and like sending flowers to people and doing
Taylor died.
She like gets on Periscope and like makes comments about people when they're talking about her like randomly. I thought she was dead.
Yeah.
Like, I like good Taylor better, but let's pick a lane here. Like, what side are you on? Are you John Cena?
Yeah.
We can't really decide. Anyway,
we'll have to see how she interacts with people on the Swift Life.
Yeah, stop being so great. I got a real problem with this because my heart thought you were dead. I was on the evil Taylor. All right, what else?
Christina Applegate, she was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2008. She's cancer-free now, but she isn't taking any chances. She announced that 2 weeks ago she had her ovaries and her fallopian tubes removed.
Wow.
I mean, that is like legit being proactive.
Yeah, so also, if you have a history of breast cancer and they find that gene in you,
yeah,
didn't Angelina Jolie do that?
I think it's the same gene, and yes, Christina tested positive for it. So
wow.
She's just trying to do whatever she can to, you know, prevent. She's got a 6-year-old daughter. She's like, I want to be here for her.
Wow.
So
but that's a tough decision.
She's only 45 years old. Yeah. Damn. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
The old stepdad, Arkansas Keith, is on the phone. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Hey, so I posted a picture on my Instagram of Arkansas Keith. He went out pheasant hunting and put some... How many birds you kill?
I killed 5 ringneck pheasants.
5 what?
5 ringneck pheasants.
Ringneck.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they call them. Pheasants.
And you can see a picture on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. A lot of questions. First of all, people were asking, in Arkansas, do you ever take people out hunting? Because they'd like to hire you. It's been a question.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, you have to have a license to be a guide. And, you know, I just go out with my buddies. So I'm not really a guide, but, I enjoy going out with people and going hunting, that's for sure.
But so the answer is no, you can't get. Why don't you get your license and go guide people?
That makes it work. You know?
Oh, and you don't want to have to turn hunting into work.
Yeah, this is it's recreation for me and sport and that kind of thing. So
he's in Republic, Missouri right now, which is right out of Springfield. And the reason we talked to him yesterday was he was at a restaurant bar in Missouri that's called what? The name
Bears.
Of
Bears.
It's spelled What is it? It's called Bears, right?
Yeah, Bears. B-A-I-R-S. Bears.
So he was there and he just noticed they had a sandwich called the Bobby Bone Sandwich. And so he went back last night and ate it at Bear's. How was it?
It was great. I got to tell you, it's a pretty good sandwich.
Yeah.
Pretty good sandwich. And big, too.
In Springfield, Missouri. Did they give it to you for free? They know that you were, like...
They did not give it to me for free. I actually paid for the sandwich.
All right. Does any... Like, in Republic, Missouri, is, like, talk of the town, Arkansas Keith's in town?
That's absolutely right. My daughter said that her Facebook is all lit up, that... Bobby's stepdad was in town eating at a bar where he has the famous sandwich, I guess.
Dang.
Oh, that's awesome.
What's it like to be a celebrity now?
Oh, I'm just loving it.
When do you head home?
All the way back home, too. It's trickled all the way back home. People back home are texting me and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
When are you heading back home?
I'm leaving out today. I think I'm going to go down by the river, though, and check it out. I may do some trout fishing next time I'm up here. The Spring River is right over here. So.
Oh, so you're going to go scout for next time you come
awesome.
Up.
Yeah, I'm going to take the long way home and do some goofing off so I don't have to get back so quick, you know?
All right.
Oh, man.
What?
That's the plan anyway.
Like his attitude. Like, he's just got a good perspective
Arkansas
on life.
Keith has got to figure it
yes,
out.
Yes, he does. He's like,
I'm getting over anyway, you know? I don't have to worry about getting back home to work, so I'm going to take my time getting back.
Yeah, he's seasonal, so in the winter the park closes, so he's not working at the park. So he just hunts for like 3-4 months. When do you go back to work?
I'll go back in March, I believe.
So
like
the
first Monday in March.
So what in the world do you do all this time? You just hunt?
Yeah, I do some other things, but mostly hunting fish. You know, when February gets here, it'll start being time to start time for the, you know, hunting season will be dwindling down, and that's walleye time, and then it'll be time to go back to work, and that's just what I do, I guess.
There it is. All right, well, I'm glad you got to enjoy the Bobby Burger.
It was great, man. I'm telling you. And plus all the nostalgia that goes with it, right?
Apparently. I don't know. No idea.
Were you like, oh, my gosh, I'm eating.
Hey, people back home in Mountain Pine, man, I'm telling them about the Bobby Burger. You know, I'm texting them and telling them. They're showing them a picture of the menu. It's big time, right?
By the way, I'll say this about my hometown Mountain Pine Red Devils. We had to cancel the season last year because we didn't have enough players to finish the season. Last year they canceled the season.
Like, oh, the football season. That's right.
Football
yeah.
season. Right
yeah,
now,
the players.
In conference this year, I believe Mountain Pine's 4-0.
Absolutely. Whoa, go Devils.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so haven't lost a conference game. I was going to try to go
tomorrow.
Awesome, now, the only one I go to is tomorrow. I can't get there tomorrow because of work stuff.
Oh.
But I'm in my heart.
Yeah.
Mountain Pine. Yep. Then the town's pretty pumped. I mean, guys, you got to understand, the town's 700 people. So the town's pretty fired up, huh?
It's very fired up. You should have saw the last home game. When we played Mineral Springs, it was packed with Devil fans, and everything's going good, man. So, yeah. Everybody's proud to have a football team, just to have a football team. So,
how many people do you think show up to the Mountain Pine games from Mountain Pine side?
Oh, that is probably 400 or 500 there. It was packed.
That's crazy. Because our whole town is 700 people.
Yeah, that's most of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
It was packed, you know. And Mineral Springs are so far away, they didn't bring very many people. So, you know, we really outnumbered them. It was cool.
How many people are on the Mountain Pine football team this year, you know?
I think they have 24 players. That's outstanding for us.
Yeah, because last year they had 9 at one point.
Yeah, so where'd someone come from? Like, where'd they come from?
Well, new coach, and we got some guys that moved in, you know, and that are borderline, and people moved in, and that's how it is. Okay.
That's how it is. That's how it is. Says. All right. Hey, I'll let you get back to it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. See you later.
I'm going to start using that.
What's that?
That's how it is.
Yeah, that means...
That's how it is.
I mean, stop talking about it.
Exactly. Like, don't ask me questions like that. It's just how it is.
That's Arkansas Keith. Mr. Bobby Bones.
The Morning Corny.
Why didn't the little British boy's mother ever dress up for Halloween?
Why didn't the little British boy's mother ever dress up for Halloween?
Because she's already a mummy.
Is that what they call them?
They say mummy.
Mummy.
That was the Morning Corny.
All right. There's that.
Okay.
How you feel about that one?
I liked it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Especially anytime you get to use an accent.
Yeah. Pizza Hut is making their deliveries 15 degrees hotter because they've invented a new pizza box. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Listen, some thin crust Pizza Hut. Like, that's old school for me. That's like when it was, like, we got our money together in college. That's who we would call Pizza Hut. And we the thinnest crust you could possibly get.
15 degrees hotter than ever before. The chain says a brand new delivery system will keep its pizzas piping hot in transit. Their pizzas will now be delivered in a pouch made of high-tech insulation and re-engineered pizza boxes. A Pizza Hut spokesman says more than anything else, consumers just want hot pizza. The company spent more than 2 years developing this technology.
There you go. That made the news.
It's pretty cool.
That's not even a commercial.
I don't even know if it's fake news, but I heard that they were making a Pizza Hut jacket, too.
That's they are.
Really warm.
That's warm.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Out of the same material.
Out of the
as
same
that
material.
Box.
Yeah. And also, Taco Bell's making a clothing line, like a legit clothing line.
What?
And Whataburger is making like necklaces.
Jewelry. Oh, this is all great.
And it's like sold out. People wanted that.
So there's that. I'm going to get to this Dine and Dash thing in a second, too. And I got this mom who let her kid pee in the bowl, and which is
at weird. A restaurant.
Yeah, which is weird. So
yeah,
weird.
Which is that's yeah, one not way normal. To put it.
I just don't know what people are thinking. So that's coming up in a second. You said the kid that was left at the corn maze?
This is incredible.
They went to a corn maze, and they ended up finding him here.
The staff of the corn maze went out and started announcing that a child had been found. He couldn't tell us his name. He could say he was 3 years old was about it. They waited there for a while to see if anybody showed up for the child, and when nobody did, then our officer turned the child over to DCFS.
Monson says investigators went to the boy's home. He says multiple families lived there with approximately 10 or more children. Police today praising the actions of the person who found the boy.
Taking action, notifying our officer so that the child didn't spend the night with the temperatures we're having out in the middle of the corn maze with nobody aware of it.
Don't you wish you could just
what?
Grab that kid?
Yeah. So it wasn't an accident?
They don't know. Like,
oh my gosh.
I don't think they left him there. I think there were just a lot of kids, and they probably weren't as responsible as they should be. That's just me reading it.
They said that there was multiple groups, and they went home, and one person thought they had the kid, the other person thought the other person had the kid.
Kevin! Oh.
And mom went to bed and thought the other person had the kid.
Home Alone. That's why. That's
oh
the
my
whole,
gosh.
That's
yeah.
what that movie is.
Yeah.
One thinks he got the other one.
But I bet it happens a lot where people leave their kids places.
In corn mazes overnight? Like, no, not a 3-year-old either.
Mm-mm.
Not that young.
I guess not overnight. You probably get home and you probably realize, man, where's Jimmy?
Yeah.
Also, maybe a 12-year-old if they're prone to go to their friend's house or something.
Right.
But not a 3-year-old.
Oh, Lee, poor little guy.
3 years old.
Yeah.
Eddie, you have a 4-year-old?
Yeah, man, that's sad. This makes me really sad because, no, we've never leave him anywhere or trust anyone with him even. And they go on field trips now, and like one of us has to go with them.
Even now. When does that stop?
I'd say in a couple of years, because we don't, my 9-year-old, he does all stuff by himself now.
Thankfully, just now.
Yeah, but just no Facebook till he's 18, though.
Yeah, big. Do you hear that?
No, what is that?
That's a helicopter. Where? That's you. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's helicopter dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cute little joke there, Bones.
On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. MR Bobby Bones. Again, we had Arkansas Keith on if you want to see him. Fez a honey yesterday. He sent me a picture last night to show all you guys. He's like, show him.
Loved it.
You can see it. Oh, wait. Eddie tweeted that Arkansas Keith is a spirit animal.
He is.
Yeah. Anyway, that's up. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. I was watching this clip of Chris Jansen and Keith Urban on Jansen's tour bus practicing Sold by... the Grundy County auction incident in parentheses. Yeah.
And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'll do anything to make it my own mind. I'll do your bidding and beat your beck and call. Man, I've never seen anyone look so fine. Hey, girl, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I saw a pretty lady in second row. She's an inch of the 9 to the 10. I know she got pretty red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm about to big pie, heart to fry.
So that's them practicing. Then this is them at the Opry. Playing, if you guys haven't heard this yet. There you go. That's Keith Urban and Chris Jansen practicing and then at the Opry. That's fun, huh?
So good.
Both those guys are cool. More and more bars or restaurants have figured out how to stop the dine and dashers. That's someone who eats and leaves without paying, because what they do is that there are cameras in restaurants, security cameras. So they got a picture of the people they just put on Facebook and go, anybody know these people? They dined and dash.
Man.
They always find them.
Wow.
Awesome.
Back in the day, it was impossible to catch a dine and dasher if you didn't grab them. And that was tough because you're going to grab somebody. But now bar and restaurant owners are saying, listen, first of all, write the money off as a loss. We'll do that. And we're posting Facebook pictures of them whenever they're coming in or going out or sitting. Like, and everybody always knows who they are.
That's great.
But, man, Dine Dash is awesome. But
no, it's not awesome.
It's against the law.
How many times do you think you've done it in your life?
Oh, I can't even count that high. At least.
I can't count
so
that
what,
high.
So what if someone came
I
in?
I can count to a bill.
Exactly.
Okay, 25, 50. I mean,
you think you've dined and dashed?
Yes, in high school, I was a serial dine and dasher.
But that's stealing.
I understand. But back then, I didn't think of it that way. I thought, man, I'm getting away with something awesome. Like,
but you still think it's cool.
It's pretty thrilling. You're adrenaline.
Steal.
No,
it's terrible.
Okay, let's say your son, you have a son, and he goes and does it. Is he going to get grounded?
Honestly.
If he gets busted, yeah. If he doesn't, hey, man, you're not supposed to do that.
What if he robs a bank but doesn't get busted?
Oh, boy, I wouldn't want to do that.
That's different.
That's another level. That's another level. Robbing a bank is a lot different than stealing a sandwich.
But again, it's still breaking the law.
Yeah. Like, you know what I think about when I go on vacation places? I'm like, man, I could dine and dash here and no one would ever, I could never get caught. I think about it still.
That still pops in your head?
Every time, because you're in a city where no one knows you.
Well, Bobby now says, you know, with the internet and stuff.
You're messed up,
times
man.
Times have changed.
Did that ever cross your mind?
No.
Never.
Actually, no.
So what we heard was, this is a rumor, that Mario Lopez would call restaurants. Mario Lopez, AC Slater, the guy that does the talky stuff, like, hey, welcome to Eat, or whatever the show he does, Extra. And we don't even know it's true, but I thought it was so funny. They say, hey, we'll come have dinner there, but instead of paying for the bill, we'll just put it on Instagram, and that's the payment for the bill. We talked about that. Some people thought it was a great idea. Some didn't. But we thought Lunchbox would try that, and a little lunch walking.
Lunch walking!
With Lunchbox.
I have everything. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing today?
I'm great, yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm the world-famous Lunchbox, and I'm part of a national radio show, and I'm really famous. And so I was wondering if I came in there for breakfast, and I put a picture on Instagram, will you give me my meal for free?
Sure.
Will you really?
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about. See, because when famous people tweet things out, then more people will come to your store.
What day are you coming?
I'll probably come today.
All right. Well, I'm here then.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Are you kidding me?
That worked? It was that easy?
That was easy, wasn't it?
He goes, I'm world famous on a nationally syndicated show.
He may be onto something.
How can I help you?
Hey, this is the world famous Lunchbox with 165,000 followers on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm wondering if I come into IHOP and get a breakfast and I put a picture on Instagram and Twitter, will you give it to me for free?
That would be a call I'd have to ask my GM about.
Well, I mean, you should make the call. You're going to have a celebrity in your restaurant. You should be like, oh my gosh, Lunchbox, we'd love to have you and give you a free meal.
I've had lots of them in here. They've never asked me that.
But don't you think a celebrity like me should get a free meal?
I would have to ask my GM.
Oh, man, come on. You're breaking my heart. All I wanted was a free breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
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 Okay, bye.
Bye.
More of those coming out. Yeah, a couple more.
Lunch walking!
With Lunchbox.
He's calling restaurants saying, hey, if I post about you, can I get a free meal?
Then we'll call it out.
Yes, ma'am. This is Lunchbox, the one and only world famous nationwide. Calling me. Hello? Calling about a free meal. Guess they hung up on me.
She didn't have time for that.
That must have been a busy day.
Yeah. Must not have been a good one so far.
IHOP, I'm Lee Mayferry. This is Julie. How may I help you?
I was going to come to your IHOP, and I was going to order some breakfast, and I was going to put a picture on Twitter and Instagram, and you give me the meal for free. Deal?
I'm sorry, sir. I've had a very, very crazy day. I can't give you a free meal. I'm sorry. There's coupons out there.
Yeah, but I was, my name's Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show, and like if I put it on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, that's like 320,000 people that see it, and a free meal. Deal?
Deal.
Yes.
You come up here before 6 p.m.
Woohoo! I'm on my way!
Lunchwalking!
With Lunchbox.
Dang, look at this dude.
Wow.
Hello, Amanda in North Carolina.
Hey, Bobby Bones, how are you?
Really good. What would you like to say?
Well, I was calling about Lunchbox's Dine and Dash thing he was talking about just a couple minutes ago.
And yeah, he loves it. He loves to go to the restaurants and like not pay and run out, and that's not good. That's not a thing. The Bible says don't do that.
Well, and servers say don't do that either, because we only make our money by how much we make off of our tips from the people who actually pay their meals. So he's making a lot of servers not have money to feed their kids or pay their light bills or, you know, at least tip your server.
Rebuttal?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know the first time I did it, I still remember it. We were there late night at a breakfast establishment, and the table next to us, they left like a $3 tip. We were like, what a bunch of cheapskates. Then we ran out on the whole bill, and we were like, man, I still remember that clearly.
But, I mean, you don't feel bad about not at least tipping? You should feel bad about all of it. You're stealing.
Like, Forrest and I, we talked about it later. We're like, man, we feel bad. We should probably go back, but we never went back.
Well, hey, listen.
Like I said, it was bad, but...
I'm glad you could call Amanda and make this a human thing. I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Every day. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me run something by you. When I run, I get a sharp pain in my neck. Like on the side of it, between like my shoulder and my neck. So like in my that muscle right there.
Mm-hmm.
When I run. Hmm. Can you diagnose that?
No, I don't. I think maybe you need to massage it out.
I had a masseuse come over.
Did you have her focus on that area?
I did.
Or him. I don't want to assume it was a she.
Oh, it was a she, and she dominated.
Okay.
And I used that app where it was like, boo, you push it, and they show up at your house with a table and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one was a little bit different because they were like, will you please have your own linens available?
Wait, what?
I know. So, again, champagne problems. But so I order on the app, and she come over, and then, but my neck, when I run, I get like a weird, odd cramp in my neck.
I think that.
Hey, WebMD, that lunchbox.
I got something here.
Go ahead.
And it says that it's bad form. It's poor form while you're running. Now, something you can try is shake it out with your arms and dropping your shoulders a little bit when you run.
Or repair your form.
Or just run a little better.
Tighten up your abs.
You want to see that? Is that for you?
No. While you run.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
A few days ago, Amy came in and said someone left a note in her mailbox. I said, hey, I'd like to buy your house. So she was like, is this real? So thankfully, you, the awesome listeners, exist and called and said, yes, it's real. But they could be targeting a neighborhood, putting them out of a street, or just a house. And so Amy got with her realtor, contacted them, and they're coming over to her house today to look at her house. It's not even on the market. That's crazy.
Cash money.
Okay.
Maybe.
Chris in Alexandria, Virginia.
Hey, guys. Don't get too excited, Amy, because I had the same thing you got years ago, and I finally got tired of getting them, and I thought, I'm going to call the number. So I called the number. They came out to look at my house, and they offered me their policy was 25% below market value, and they set market value at basically $100,000 less than what the true market value of my house was, according to the appraisal I got afterwards. So they're going to come in lowball. Unless it's at an actual realtor who has a client who's looking for a house.
That's what it is.
Oh, she thinks that's what it is, though,
yeah.
Chris.
It's a realtor who's representing someone who wants to move into my area desperately, and we have basically exactly what they want.
And he's the king of a country in Africa that needs to store his money in your savings account.
Oh.
And
if he can,
yeah, I just have to wire the money, and then he'll pay me back.
Yeah. So we'll see tomorrow. We'll see. I'm interested, but they're actually coming over to Amy's house.
Me too. I'm so ready. Had it all cleaned yesterday because they were supposed to come yesterday, but then they had to cancel. So I'm like, if they cancel again, I'm going to be like, hold up.
Let me give you this story. At a restaurant, this mom and her, this is between 2 and 3 year old, he had to go to the bathroom. And so instead of going to the bathroom, which was full, she gave him a bowl from the table and said, just pee in the bowl because they're going to clean it anyway.
No.
And so somebody posted a picture of it online.
They took a picture of it?
Yeah, of the kiddies. Oh, and
this is terrible.
And the woman explained herself by saying the restaurant was going to clean the bowls anyway. It went viral. A local reporter visited the restaurant. The worker confirmed that it happened. I don't know.
I don't even know what to think.
Yeah,
like, this is terrible.
Is there absolutely any reason why this should happen?
No. I'd rather just go outside, take him outside and be like, just find a bush. I'll wait right here.
Maybe there's other kids and the mom can't leave all the kids and she has no options. She's by herself and the kid's too young to go by himself, so give him a bowl under the table. I mean...
So you think it's okay, Lunch?
You said there's no other reason, but I'm trying to give you another angle, and I think I'm right.
That you...
Wow.
Can you imagine eating and you're some kid peeing?
No!
No way!
Had to go to the vet yesterday and get dog Xanax for my dog again. Because he's going to travel with us next weekend on the bus. And now he had a rough day yesterday, like health-wise. He's sick, but like 98% of the time he's wonderful. Yesterday was a rough day. I wonder if it was just because it was after his chemo. But still, he's traveling with us next weekend. We have a 16-hour bus ride.
Oh, that's a long time.
Oh.
That's a really, really long time.
Because we're going Nashville to Lubbock.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, that's a long way.
It is. What we do, man. And on a bus that doesn't go that fast.
Hey, you ever heard of these things called planes?
I know, but we have a whole band.
Yeah, they can fly planes too.
Yeah, it's cheaper to take a bus, right?
If you have 13 of us.
Yeah.
Listen, if we ever come to your town, come, because we're bringing the whole circus. I don't think people understand what happened. Like, not this weekend, but next weekend, we're going to Lubbock and to Tulsa. And the Raging Idiots, and we bring in Jillian Jacqueline's going to play, and it's a whole thing. But if you ever get a chance, it's like when the circus rolls into town, man. But anyway, I had to go and get my dog Xanax, and hopefully he can still go and take that 16-hour bus ride. But then I think we have to stop the bus so I can pee. Like we've never,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've never had to do that before.
Nope.
So
you're going to have to make sure not everybody gets off and uses it as time. You're going to like lose people. You'd be like, the dog only.
The only thing is that Dan Smyers from Dan and Shay, they take their dogs on the road with them all the time. And so I know dogs can go on buses.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
I see them on there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Make it sure.
And you put a little bed in there for him, right?
It's a big bed that he sleeps with me because the bunks are too small for the dog to get in. Oh. And I sleep up high.
Got it.
He can't get up there. He can barely get up in the bed now. Getting old, man. He kicks so much when he sleeps now. I don't think he's running in his dreams. I think he's just like spasming. But yeah, I'm going to take him out. Hopefully the theater lets him in next Friday.
So is doggy Xanax the same thing as human Xanax?
No idea. But when he would travel before, like thunderstorms, and I guess not so much traveling, more storms, I'd give it to him.
Uh-huh.
But they were, I guess, but I was like, he's going to be on a bus. And they were, listen, they gave us 6 months for him to live 2 months ago. Mm. So what's it going to hurt? You know,
nothing.
Then,
load him up. Wrap that Xanax up in some bacon and let's have a good time.
I thought maybe I was over-treating him at first, and that's why he got sick yesterday, but he was just sick all day. I think the chemo is his third one.
Don't they have, like, doggy cannabis?
They don't.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I think cannabis is cannabis.
Yeah, I don't think in Tennessee.
I'm calling it cannabis, but I mean doggy
Texas,
marijuana.
Or there's, like, I don't know. Like
I don't even know what cannabis is.
Weed.
Oh,
kind
what's
of.
Up?
What's up?
Okay. You can tell what's
how
up,
into
dude?
The drug culture we are.
I was trying to use like a I don't know the word.
So yeah, people ask about my
medicinal
dog.
Medicinal.
That's what's happening with him right now. He doesn't lose his hair though in chemo. People ask that. He usually feels great. Hopefully he kind of bounces back today, but I'm going to take him. Again, if you want to come to the show in Lubbock or Tulsa, not this weekend, but next, RagingIdiots.com. It's our band. It's really a fun show, but I've never taken the dog out, and I'm not going to be away if he like isn't good. So we'll just take him and have vets on call everywhere.
I love it.
And
it's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Have a vet just go with us the whole time. Why not? You know what I mean? All right. Not me?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's what's up.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Let me see this kit. Not a commercial. I started talking about it yesterday. Not a commercial. This is called a 23andMe. And I told you I had a friend, and he found his brother on this. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
And so what you do, I haven't even opened this thing. So you spit in it, and you mail them your saliva.
It's that simple.
In that tube.
In this tube.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that looks like a lot of spit, Bones.
But I know. It does. What do you get back?
So you get a result back with, I mean, all sorts of things. You mentioned, like, someone found their brother.
Yeah.
Up to 1,000 individuals, it'll search your DNA connections. So anyone who has the same DNA, you'll find them.
But do they tell me like what country my people?
So that's
from?
Another one. They'll tell you exactly where you come from, like what part of the world you come from, dude. You could be like from Mexico, and that would be brothers.
Probably China and Mexico.
Yeah, and we can find out that you and I are brothers. This is how it could all happen.
So. Does it tell you like what diseases you're prone to?
So that's up to you. I mean, it'll tell you who you have in your family. So you got to know who you have in your family that has like say diabetes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if you share that same DNA, you got a good chance you can have that too.
Like I'm pretty excited about this. This is again, I am not getting paid one red cent from this.
And if you're Neanderthal, you'll find that out too.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Did I say it on the site?
Yeah, it'll tell you what part of Neanderthal you are. Like,
can I?
And that's where you'll find out like stuff like if you have back hair.
Yeah,
you're a Neanderthal. I'm right not lying. It's true.
Okay, I'll do it in a second.
So
I'll do it, and then we'll see if anybody else wants to do it. Afterward.
We're going to watch you figuring out your life.
Right before our eyes.
Through some saliva.
Are you scared a little bit? Like, to find out where you come from?
No, because I can't change it, and I know nothing about it.
Okay.
But what if you find, like, a couple of siblings?
What's the worst case scenario?
Nothing.
The answer is nothing. I want to say.
Well, no, you can find out that you got a lot of certain diseases.
Got it. Everybody had cancer in my family.
What if you're related to a bunch of criminals?
It's already true.
Oh, dang.
What if one of them escaped from jail?
Happened.
Oh, my God.
What if you find out your real dad's not your real dad?
I look too much like him, and I don't know him, but I look too much like him.
Yeah.
That would be a weird one.
I was just trying to come up with something.
I've seen pictures, and although I don't know him, I look just like him.
Okay.
I wish. And then it'd be like, dang, your real dad's someone.
Dr. Phil.
Why of all people would your real dad be Dr. Phil?
I don't know. Hit free therapy. I don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to spit it. I'm going to spit free
Dr.
therapy.
Dr. Phil.
A caller called in today talking about
Dr. Phil. I would rather be like Papa John. Like my real dad be Papa John and get free pizza.
There you go.
I was just thinking about that caller earlier.
Or Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Peyton Manning's probably too.
Tom Brady.
They're too young.
It's okay. He can be your dad.
But that's what I'm saying. You can find out if you're related to Tom Brady. It'll come back and tell you that.
So I'm going to do this before we leave work today. I'm going to spit it. How long does it take to get back?
Let me see. I mean, from my experience, about a month or two.
What?
Yeah.
Bobby, that's a lot of information to put together.
A month?
I need this back to date.
Okay.
Overnight it. Send the lab in. Send my results. All right. I'll do it.
6 to 8 weeks, approximately.
Man, that's a long time. That would find a lot of relatives, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no. It's a lot of work to do this.
A lot of my kinfolk out there, they're tracking down in the mountains. Hey.
Dude, you're going to be from Mexico. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think there's anywhere that
Mi amigo! Why I like tacos so much.
All of a sudden, I realized. I'm like, I get it now.
Yes, it makes sense.
All right. It's going to be disgusting to watch me. I'm not going to do it on the
air. I'm not watching you.
But I'm going to spit in this tube. Here you go. Lunchbox would like to apologize in advance.
We apologize in advance.
For something he's about to say. He's sorry. Go ahead and say it.
I'd like to apologize in advance, but this allowing girls into Boy Scouts is absolutely the dumbest thing that we've done in a society in a long time.
It is.
It is.
You think so?
Like, why can we not just enjoy something separate? Like, what is the point of putting girls in Boy Scouts? Let them have their Girl Scouts. Let the boys have Boy Scouts. There's no need to mix them together. It is so ridiculous. And I mean, I know, we want equality and treat everybody the same. Stop it. It's okay to have some things that are separate. It's called Boy Scouts. I mean, so that's why it's called Boy Scouts, for boys. It is so dumb.
He apologized in advance.
That was, we apologize in advance.
What I'd like to say on the other side of this is that the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts actually have different curriculum they teach. And if there are girls that want to learn things that the Boy Scouts do.
Like become an Eagle Scout.
And if there are boys that want to learn I have no problem with that.
Oh my gosh.
Like if girls inside of Girl Scouts, they don't have the same kind of badges and they don't learn the same thing. The programs aren't the same. It'd be like going to a school that only taught literature and there's a school over here that teaches fine arts and you want to go be an actor. You know, it's a different school.
So it should just be called Scouts.
I don't know what it's called, but I have no problem with girls. I have no problem with girls playing football when it's a guy sport.
Okay.
Eventually, do you think that there won't be, like in high school, there's the girls basketball team and the boys basketball team. Or do you think way in the future, or maybe not even way, that it'll just be like basketball team and it's mixed?
No, that's what I was about to say. If we're going to be letting girls into the Boy Scouts, hey, Jason over there wants to play softball on the high school girls team. Let's let them play because they play differently. They throw an underhand when they pitch, and that's what he prefers. Let's do it. It's a different set of skills, so we got to let him play softball. Not girl softball. We're just going to call it softball.
Cool.
And the girl can play baseball if she wants overhand.
Right. I mean, might as well. You get cut from the boys' basketball team.
Why not then ages? Why not let 18-year-olds go play in a 7-year-old team?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
just all anarchy. Here's the thing about slippery slopes.
That's why we go back to just Boy Scouts.
Do you
just
feel like
Boy
we're
Scouts.
On a slippery slope, though? Like, honestly, because, like, things are just gravitating towards
it's not a slippery slope. It's we're actually starting to realize that people are more equal than we've given them credit for, being by their sex, by their race, by the yes, I think we're finally starting to come to the conclusion that, you know what, we really aren't treating people equal in a lot of situations, and now we should, and we're seeing those opportunities to do that. Yes.
And I think that that's great. Do you think there's going to be mixed basketball teams?
Not so much on the girls' side.
Well, that's not fair.
Physically, guys are bigger in basketball.
Oh. Well, I can shoot three-pointers.
I think girls can play on the guys' team. No problem with that. I mean, if a guy wants to play on a girls' team, what an idiot. I mean, go ahead. Oh. You know, what do I care? Go play and look like a fool and dominate. Go ahead. Thank you, Lunchbox, for your commentary, though. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, I mean, I lost sleep over that last night.
Yeah, really?
No. Of all things.
There's bigger problems.
There's a lot of things happening
world.
Right now to lose sleep over, and that's
people
what it is.
People that are hungry.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. Lunchbox irritate you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I disagree with Lunchbox.
Yeah, me too.
I have been a Cub Scout leader for 4 years now for my son. And when I was a teenager, I was involved in venturing, which is Boy Scouts, and it is co-ed high adventure. And I think it'd be better to bring it to the younger kids and let more girls get involved in outdoors and camping and everything and get them an interest in it, because a lot of people say that Girl Scouts is too girly.
Well, it's curriculum was my point. Like, if you prefer one or the other, do one or the other. A lot of
exactly.
Yeah, I like that call. That's a good one. All right, caller of the day. Hello.
You can't award that.
I can. I can do whatever I want. What do you mean I can't award that? Michelle.
Hi.
You're the caller of the day, too, before we even start. How about that?
She must be agreeing
put
with me.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi. So I just wanted to say I've been an adult leader with the Boy Scouts for 5 years. I teach their summer camps. I think this is great. The venturing program, as the last caller said, has been around for 20 years. There's also the Sea Scouts, the Lithuanian Scouts, and the Latter-day Saints, all of which let women either lead or be a member of the Boy Scouts. So this isn't new. The newest thing is that women can obtain the Eagle Rank. And the Eagle Rank is important because it gives you a heads up or a head up, a leg up in getting a job, applying to college, or joining the military. You actually get to join as an officer.
Well, I don't think that should happen for girls.
And so what if some boy wants to go join the Girl Scouts? We're going to just let him in?
So they're not joining the Boy Scouts.
Oh, no.
They're still joining as a venture unit. For right now, they're just allowed to earn an award that girls previously couldn't award or couldn't win. Because they weren't part of that organization.
He's rolling his eyes at you. I know you can't see that on the phone, but he's rolling his eyes at you. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. You know, eye rolls don't really translate on the radio.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to interrupt her because she sounded so excited to be on the radio, but I mean, her opinion's wrong, and that's cool. So I was just being nice and respectful.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I give you a word, you have to sing into the song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our champion is Lunchbox, huh?
Yeah.
He's gotten lucky.
Whoa.
And a lot of people thought Amy got robbed yesterday. But we'll try it again.
I don't get to play right because I got red flagged or something.
This time you can come in on this.
Really?
One.
Wow, he revokes the red card.
This is your one time. You know, they call me Bobby Claus for a reason.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I'll give you a word. You have to sing it.
I'm excited to get to play.
Okay. Someone told me there's a board game that's kind of like this, too. I don't know what it's called.
Really?
Yeah. Where it's like it's kind of the same thing. We just get the board game, make it a lot easier than having to come up with words.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Now, I'll give you the word, and you'll have 5 seconds, and then I'll say go, and you have to sing it.
Okay.
You have to sing a song with the word fire in it. You have 5 seconds to think about it. Go.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Got it.
Down, that's 2 days in a row.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The word is bottle. You have 5 seconds to sing something with the word bottle in it. Ready? And go.
There might be a little dust on the bottle.
Correct.
Pretty good.
Pull you
good.
By what's inside.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
The word is ride. You like you're riding a horse.
Oh.
All right. Ready? And go.
It's all right. Need a magic carpet ride.
Oh, wow. You struggled it.
Wow.
Damn, how does that song go? Magic carpet ride?
Why don't you come with me, hey, little girl, on a magic carpet ride?
You don't know what.
I'm sorry, you've been eliminated.
Come on.
Or I gave it to you. I was like, save a horse, ride a cowboy when I said ride a horse.
Yeah. You did say that.
Amy, you're still in there. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your word is cry. I need you to sing a song with the word cry in it. And go.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yes! Madonna! That's right. That's good.
That's so funny.
That's good. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Your word is shirt. 5 seconds.
In my t-shirt. You wake up.
That's it, yeah. My t-shirt.
Yeah, right there.
Good thing you stopped me.
Yeah. I get it to you. I get it to you.
Video.
Amy, ready?
Ready.
Your word is life. You have 5 seconds. Go ahead.
What's this life for?
Creed.
Wow.
Creed. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Your word is make. M-A-K-E, make. You have to sing a song?
Make.
Go ahead.
Make. I don't know.
Amy is our winner.
Lunchbox.
I would have been like, I'll make love to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want me to. Yeah.
And I'll
or make a little
love.
Yeah. I don't know. I just got. Oh, by the way, Amy, you're the winner. There
wow.
She's back with a vengeance.
Good job, Amy.
There
it is. I was going to say, I wasn't even supposed to play today.
I know.
And then,
that game is so fun. I want to play that all the time.
I love that Evita one. That was good.
Dude, she crushed the Madonna. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Amy's our winner today.
There she goes again. I just whistled for myself.
Excuse me?
I just whistled for myself.
Oh, that was you?
That, yeah, did that not sound good? I'm not a very good whistler.
Hit it. That's terrible.
That's terrible. This
feeling bam, bam, bam. All right, it's not quite the news, but it's Amy's pile. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A guy set a world record for putting on the most pairs of underwear in 30 seconds.
Huh. Hold on, let me think about this.
Yeah, how fast could you do it?
I'm assuming they got to be tight to get more on, so they're probably like whitey-tighty.
Going over?
Putting them on, okay. Yeah. I would assume he's putting them on top of each other, right?
Yeah. Okay, pop so, in 13 different pairs.
30
That's
seconds.
The record.
Y'all
should 50, try it.
58.
No, 13. I just told you.
Oh, 13 was the answer?
13, yeah. That doesn't sound like
in
a lot.
30 seconds?
Yeah. One after
Bones,
the other without
that.
Taking any off in just 30 seconds.
Bones, think, you can do that easy.
Oh, you want to break the world
record
now?
Are you serious?
Now?
All they did was pull up whitey tighties.
Easy.
13 pairs
of underwear.
You have
to stick your legs in the hole. Sometimes when I'm just trying to put on one pair of underwear. In the
How else would you put your underwear on? Just stare at it?
Over your head?
I imagine you getting on me. Yeah, okay, well, that's kind of that was anticlimactic. All right, what else you got?
Well, it's the world record. We could try it. Then Lunchbox should try it.
You know what?
Tomorrow, he should try it.
I don't want to see the guy in his underwear.
I don't either.
You know, it's not worth me to me to that.
He can have a t-shirt.
That guy can have that record.
T-shirt and tidy whites. Winnie the Pooh is that one?
No, well, I go Winnie the Pooh if I'm only wearing a t-shirt and nothing else. That's no underwear. If I'm going full poo, that's t-shirt and no underwear.
Full poo.
Oh, boy.
If I'm walking around in the house straight pooing it, that's just shirt and nothing else.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, what else you got, Amy?
Okay, well, have you heard of the binge clock?
I have.
Bingeclock.com?
Yeah, it tells you how long it takes to binge a show.
Yeah. It'll tell, like, if you're ready for a binge, you can go to bingeclock.com. You can type in the show, and it'll tell you how many hours you need in your life to finish this.
What's the last thing you binged? Because I binged that American Vandal. And, again, you shouldn't watch it, because it's the most juvenile.
I started watching it.
Did you laugh out loud?
I started watching it. I LOL'd, and then after about 45 minutes, I'm like, I cannot believe I'm still watching this.
I know. It's so stupid. And like 19-year-old boys will think it's hilarious.
It's really funny.
We shouldn't watch it.
Yeah,
it's
because we're grown
it's perverted.
Men.
It's about wieners.
Yeah.
It's oh, like, yeah.
And it's fake. Well, but
yeah,
still
it's a
funny.
Spoof of Making a Murderer.
Okay, two shows that we all really liked. Well, at least I know Bobby for sure. Everybody, Walking Dead, one of your favorite shows.
Bless you.
Thank you. That's a real life sneeze.
Yes, it was.
Live radio. That's why we win the CMA. Things like that.
Do you know how long it would take you to binge Walking Dead if you started right now?
I don't know.
I do.
Okay, go.
2 days. 14 out. No, 4 days.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, stop. Oh that, sorry,
God.
That's Breaking Bad. Yeah. Walking Dead.
Next story, please.
No. Oh, man, I'm doing that because it's 4 days and 16 hours if you want to binge watch.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I just hear numbers. Go ahead.
Okay. If your house is feeling cluttered, this may sound morbid at first, but you need to do something called.
If your house is feeling cluttered,
Amy,
get rid of
careful.
The people in it.
You may need to try to take the approach called death cleaning.
Okay, go ahead.
And what you do with that in mind is you go through your home and you declutter and you clean everything out. It's very practical. You're getting rid of junk that you don't want your family to have to deal with if, say, maybe
you die.
Oh, wow. That's kind of, that is morbid. That's an interesting story, though. That's an interesting way to go.
But think of how much your family has to deal with if you've got all this stuff. And if you go ahead and help them out, it's thoughtful.
Here's the thing. One, when I die, I don't care. Like,
would you sell all your stuff?
Don't care what you do with my body. Don't care what you do with the stuff.
Okay.
So, but two, my rule is with clothes, because I donate a lot of clothes. If I haven't put it on in the last month, unless it's something special occasion-y, I get rid of it. Because I'm like, I'm not going to wear it.
Even the winter stuff?
No. Unless,
oh, okay.
That stuff you're wearing. Shifts.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, because now I'm doing more coats and stuff.
Yes.
I'm shifting out. So, if I haven't worn it like the last month and a half, I get rid of it.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't need it. All right, what else?
Yeah, you're death cleaning.
No, I'm just cleaning.
He's just making room.
Okay, I saved the best for last.
All right. Okay. It has to be.
Yeah.
There's almost no way for it to be worse, so go ahead.
You don't like any of these?
I thought you'd done a great job.
Thank you.
I thought the underwear story was pretty weak.
Well, I can't help that the world record is only 13 pairs of underwear.
The binge one was pretty bad.
Why?
Well, mostly you just screwed up all the data. Yeah.
One piece of data. I got one piece.
Sorry.
What's the last story here?
Well, y'all are going to hate it, but I love it. Hallmark is going to start airing Christmas movies this month.
I'm sorry, what?
let me translate. Hallmark. This is the best story. I'm not even going to
tell you the facts of it.
I am.
Hey, use your tongue when you talk. You ever think about that?
I love
it's there for
Hallmark.
A reason.
Guys, this is why I won the CMA. Just so you guys are wondering.
Who doesn't love a good Hallmark Christmas movie? And let me tell you, they have 21 new holiday films in store for us. That means they've come out with new ones that we've never seen before, because I know it's hard.
They could come out with no new ones, and I've never seen any of them.
And in addition to old favorites, it all starts going down October 24th. Christmas is almost here.
Okay.
On the Hallmark Channel.
Thank you very much.
That was a good story.
That was.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Your bigger wife, all the women out there are like, yes, we all love Hallmark
you
Christmas
don't have
movies.
To, like, fight for
and
it.
And I'm going to go to bingeclock.com, and I'm going to see how long it takes me to put underwear on in 30 seconds. Okay. And
how long would it take me to binge that segment to get out of the way? Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. There are these fake news stories all over the internet, and Lunchbox will bring them in. And he thinks there can always be some shred of truth in them. He's like, I don't know about this one. But they're fake. And these are stories that we read out loud, so you know they're fake if you see your friends sharing it on Facebook.
Lunchbox's fake news story of the day.
I got sad news for all you selfie lovers out there. The new iPhone will not have the safe selfie feature. So if you like taking selfies, they have done some research. And in the last 2 years, selfies have gone down by 20%. So they felt like people weren't using them. So the iPhone will no longer have you able to boop, flip the camera around to do the selfie. And all old iPhones, when you update your software...
Uh-huh.
Selfie thing gone.
Oh, don't update your software.
Yep, don't update your software because
that was fake news.
Wow.
That's the kind of stuff people will start sharing and believing, and will keep people from updating their system. And then hackers will find the weak spot and go in to the
sabotage operations.
No, and just steal your information.
Oh, man.
Yeah, thank you, Lunchbox.
Yep. So get your selfies in before November.
That was fake news.
My friends were calling me last night, at least two of them. They're like, you got to tell me. I was like, what? One of them hardcore. I was like, you got to tell me. How's Lunchbox gets people to wait on the radio?
Yeah.
And I was like, you can watch the video. There's video up. And we don't hire actors on our show. Like some shows do that. We don't do that. 0%.
People think I'm an actor?
No, people think
the callers.
The callers are absolutely real. Absolutely real callers.
I see what you're saying.
And that we have a video of it, so people believe it at bobbybones.com. And there's a reason he doesn't go straight up and guess it straight. He can't guess it. If we were going to cheat...
Go right for the number.
We just go right for it, and he just nail it. But it's within 5 pounds. And he doesn't get it right every time. But yesterday, he did go 3 for 3.
He's missed. Yesterday was a good day.
But one of my friends like, you got to tell me. And I was like, what do you want to know? Watch the video. It's up, bobbybones.com. So there's that. Lunchbox has some fake news about Amy. He wants to do fake news about you.
Okay. Yeah.
That was.
He thinks you're fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, I think Amy is fake news poser because, well, fake news, I guess I'll call it.
Yeah.
It's because yesterday she comes in here wearing this cool Elton John shirt, like she's a big Elton John fan.
Yeah.
And there is no way she just thought it was a cool shirt and she's trying to look all hipster and cool.
How you feel about that?
Yeah. I have to be honest, I was waiting for y'all to say something to me, and I
just
I was
didn't have
ready.
The energy. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
come
ready
on.
To,
we're all
oh,
thinking
you don't
it, though.
Care? Yeah.
I do,
y'all,
I do, but
when
yesterday I
wore that
I
Led Zeppelin shirt, y'all could not let it go.
I know, but because you know nothing about Led Zeppelin.
But Elton John, I do, and I was ready to, if y'all said anything, I was just going to be like, what? Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
That's one song.
Okay, I'll play a song. You get five songs. If you don't go 5 for 5, you're a poser.
Yeah.
Okay. These are huge songs.
It really was a cute vintage tee. I just liked it, but hit me, because I'm a fan.
Name the song.
Benny and the Jets.
Okay. One down.
Wow.
She got it from that.
Wow. From the crowd.
Dang. I think from the note. That's it.
Ah.
All right. One down, Amy.
Yeah.
Hey, kids.
Okay.
Got her.
Save you.
I knew it.
As soon as you know it.
Candle in the Wind.
Yes. Two down. Candle in the Wind.
Wow.
Shout out Princess Di.
Okay.
Anna.
She can't hear you. Don't shout her out.
You can.
Yeah,
Amy,
you can shout out. I shout out people all the time.
All right. Here we go.
Jam.
Oh.
She's fake feeling it right now. No. Like she doesn't know. She doesn't know. She's fake feeling it.
She closed her eyes.
I can't lie. No more of your darkness.
I do know this. I promise you.
Okay, cool. Well, live up to your promise.
Okay.
Don't hear the whole song here.
All my pictures seem to fade to black and white.
Is Amy a poser?
I'm growing tired.
Oh, man. I've seen him live.
Cool.
Okay, poser.
Good story. I've seen Molly Hatchet live, and I probably couldn't name five
really?
Songs. Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frozen here on the ladder of my life.
Oh, stop guessing words.
Stop
yeah,
it.
I know them.
Go ahead.
I did just go.
Dude, go ahead.
Black and White.
No. Eddie?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
No, don't let
Rocket
the
song
get it. No, don't let the song get
okay, nobody in this room
I
knew
did.
It.
Hey, but you're a fan.
Yeah.
No, you got cool shirts.
You saw him live.
Yeah.
He plays piano.
Because in the other version, not this one, George Michael comes out and sings it. He sings it and Elton comes out and sings it with
oh,
him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John, they kind of sing it together. I'm a nerd. I'll give you one more.
Okay, yeah, hit me.
Even though you've already lost.
Goodbye.
So she's officially fake news?
She's fake
no.
news. Okay.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
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 Amy is.
That was fake news.
That was cute shirt. Cute shirt.
Mm-mm.
I like this shirt.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to keep wearing it.
You're going,
are you sure this is Elton John?
Yeah. Where's the piano?
You know, you know this song?
This is not
yes,
my...
Yes, you do.
Saturday night.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday. No,
in
Saturday.
The park.
Saturday. No.
That's Chicago.
Amy, you went 2 for 4.
That's hey, not bad. It. That's 50%.
It. Okay.
She packed my bags last night. Pre-flight. Zero hour.
5 a.m.
Stop it.
Or
go ahead, that's all you
and
get.
And I took a long night.
What's the name of that song?
I need one more key.
Amy,
Amy's totally fake news.
I know, Amy.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man.
You went 2 for 5,
wow. Wow. I knew that one, though.
I miss the earth so much.
I miss my wife.
No, you can't sing. You're a poser. You're fake news. Fake news is eliminated.
That was fake news.
Fake news.
Your shirt says love over hate and you're being mean. Fake news.
He's not hating, though.
Yeah,
I'm not. Come on.
Okay, okay.
Sing it all, Amy. You know all of it.
Those drums in there.
I will.
You know all of it, Amy.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time to run me down to show me to find. They think I am the man at all. Oh, no, no, no. Yes.
Go ahead.
Cause I'm a rocket man.
Keep going.
A rocket man. A rocket man. Here. Oh.
You went 2 for 5. But,
nah.
Fake news.
Put F.
No, 3 for 5 at least.
F for fake news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know what tomorrow is, right?
What?
Kid Rock Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Kid Rock.
Tomorrow, Kid Rock in the studio. So, yeah, that'll be happening.
Because I wanna be a guy. We're going to get all hardcore up in here.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I feel like he rocks out.
I don't know what's going to happen. We're not going political, first of all, in case anybody's wondering that.
Oh.
Oh, no, no.
Like, that's not our thing. But, yeah, Kid Rock will be in tomorrow.
There ain't nothing like a Tennessee mountaintop. Some straight shooting neighbors that don't aim dry. With a preacher man.
That'd be cool. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Hear the whole show back, bobbybones.com. You can search it many places for the podcast. All right, thank you. Goodbye, and we'll see you on Friday. Appreciate you being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.